Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Appreciate all of our listeners hitting me up and saying, Dukes, Spurs kept it in-house. They have hired Mitch Johnson. Abe and I were talking about it. And I said to Abe, because I had heard that, but I didn't know if it was finalized. If I'm the Spurs, I might be looking around a little bit. But they do, listen, it's not uncommon. This is how they work. R.C. Buford's been there for years. Him and Pop are the two guys that make all the calls. And so it doesn't surprise me. But, yeah, I had heard that. I just didn't know if it was finalized. So the Spurs have already made that official with Pop stepping down. Mitch Johnson is the guy. All right, guys, let's talk to our man Bryant McFadden. B-Mac, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, NFL analyst for CBS Sports. And I want to know, B, Abe's in for Mike today. How did you like what the Falcons did in this draft? And be honest, like, did you like it a little bit or did you like it a whole lot?
What's happening, fellas? First off, I think my initial reaction was I really love the Falcons draft. The fans have been complaining year after year the inability to do what? Sack the quarterback, put pressure on quarterbacks. The Falcons have always been in the bottom of the barrel in that stat defensively. And, of course, they try to improve in terms of the first personnel. But this also tells me two things, guys. One thing for sure. Terry Fontenot understands that it's imperative for the Falcons to make the draft. I mean, to make the playoffs this year, have a significant push, especially in a watered-down division. So he's like the hell with the future first-round picks. Because I, for one, Carl, Abe, I feel like they gave up too much to move back into the first round to go get James Pierce. But if you're Terry Fontenot, you're like, I can care less about what 2026 draft going to look like. It's all about right now and trying to do everything I could do to improve the personnel so we can get into the playoffs and, most importantly, keep his seat hot. So if you look at it from that logic, yes, they gave up a nice haul to get back into the first round. But if you're Terry Fontenot, you're not thinking about 2026 in the future. You're concerned about now and trying to improve this defense so you can have a significant playoff push.
Well, one thing you look at the future and now is Drake London, and the Falcons pick up his fifth-year option. And I'm a little bit nervous about what is coming in terms of an extension for Drake London. When you look at what he's doing, what he could potentially do with Michael Penix this year, what kind of tier do you think he is? I'm not trying to sit here and argue that he's Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, but he might end up with a top 10, maybe even top 7 contract among receivers.
And see, that's the thing, you know, when you look at the market value, Drake is currently getting ready to get in, go into his fourth year, if I'm not mistaken. And yes, Last year was a career year, around 1,200 yards receiving, play outstanding football. So because of what he did last year, you talk about which tier would he be in. Of course, he's in that tier two category, I think, when you look at the potential and seeing what he did last year. I mean, 1,200 yards with 9 touchdowns. That's great production. I think he had 100 receptions, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So if you're the Falcons, that's what you're banking on seeing from Drake London moving forward, and he's going to command a nice haul. I think when you look at what T. Higgins just received from Cincinnati. If you're Drake London, you probably want to be higher than T. Higgins' deal. But if you're Atlanta, that's where you look at right now compared to some of the other elite wide receivers in the National Football League. But the issue for Atlanta is the wide receiver position, the inflation at that number has been unbelievable. And that actually helps Drake London's argument in terms of what the market is and what his potential says he's deserving of seeing.
B-Mac, tell me your assessment of these safeties. Actually, one guy's a nickel. Bowman from Oklahoma. The other, you know, Xavier Watts is a safety out of Notre Dame. Tell me your assessment of these guys. We talked a lot leading up to the draft about the corners. I know you love the safety out of South Carolina, but what do you think about the ones we drafted?
Now, Xavier Watts, in terms of value, I think he's the best value pick for the Falcons, guys. Getting him in the third round was definitely a huge plus because Xavier Watts, he was a wide receiver, Carl Abe. He made the transition to DB to safety while at Notre Dame and really jumped into the saddle and made plays instantly. Over the last 2 years, he had 13 interceptions. He's a ball-hawking safety. Being a former wide receiver, the ball skills is there when you look at his playmaking ability. And he's a physical presence in the running game. He loves to tackle. So I really believe the upside is there for him, especially making the transition from wide receiver to DB in the midst of his collegiate career. Now, the Billy Bowman pick, I love Billy Bowman. I really do. And I know we text about this call, but I was a bit surprised because you just used a third rounder on Xavier Watts and you went and got Billy Bowman with the next round pick. So I know you talked about the nickel side of things.
Right.
He was more so a safety than anything. I'm not saying the versatility isn't there for him to basically move in to be a nickel or a dime type corner, but when you watch his tape at Oklahoma and watch his career, he was mostly a post safety or a box safety, very, very impactful. But I don't know if that is why they drafted him to basically say you'll be a nickel corner, especially not seeing him do it throughout his collegiate career. But I guess the Falcons have a plan in place, but also, too, guys, he's another guy. I talked about Xavier Watts having double-digit interceptions in his career. Billy also had double-digit picks while at Oklahoma as well, so he also had the ball skills that you would like to have in the secondary.
It's Brian McFadden on the WadeFord.com hotline. Abe Gordon in for Mike Bell, joined by Carl Dukes on Dukes and Bell. What do you make of first-round pick Jalen Walker being in the edge rusher's room, not the linebacker room?
I'm a bit concerned with that, me personally, because I feel like he's like a joker in the terms of his position. I would love to see him be in the off-ball room to start off and then kind of fluctuate into the edge rushing room, me personally. And here's why. When you look at Jalen Walker, guys, the first player comp that comes to my mind is Micah Parsons. Remember Micah Parsons coming from Penn State? He was more of an off-ball linebacker, but he became an edge rusher in situational moments. And then, of course, with Dallas, they kind of utilized him in that same mindset. I think Jalen Walker has the same pedigree in terms of the versatility to be the quarterback of the defense as an off-ball guy, but then in situational moments, you can move him as an edge. And that's kind of how they used him at Georgia. So if I'm Atlanta, if it worked for Georgia and if it worked for Jalen, and that same positional versatility, I would do the same thing. But like I said, clearly they have a game plan in place, and I'm not saying that it won't work out, but that's just my personal preference, seeing how well he played at Georgia and seeing what Micah has done for the Cowboys.
What'd you make of Shador's situation, bro?
Oh, man. hey, Carl, I know we spoke last Friday about this. And I know we continue to hear different things coming from what led to the slip. Two things. Number one, I was a former player once and I got drafted once. When I attended those meetings with different teams, even if I felt like the team didn't have a shot to draft me, I wanted to sell myself to that said team. It's no different, listeners, Carl and Abe, when you go through a normal interview process with a 9-to-5 opportunity. You want to do what? You want to sell yourself to whoever it is interviewing you. And that's the name of the game for the NFL. So clearly what we're hearing, and I'm not saying that what I heard is true and the same can be said for you guys because we were not in the room, but we're hearing so many different things that was attached to Shador not selling himself, not being prepared. You know, one team wanted him to study the playbook the night before. During the interview, he didn't study the playbook, wasn't prepared. Those are things that definitely could make you slide. And you look at some of the Hall of Fame-like players that have come into the draft, that have slid for other issues. It's very, very serious, especially if you play the quarterback position. Now, I'll say this too, guys. Cleveland drafting Shedeur Sanders didn't make any sense to me, me personally, because you use a third round on Dylan Gabriel, and you already had four guys at the quarterback spot before you drafted Shedeur Sanders.
So what are you saying? Are you saying this was an owner pick? Are you saying this was a Haslam pick?
No question. No question, yeah. Carl. Abe, yeah. And you know why I say that? And this is my opinion. When you watch Cleveland's draft room the entire night, every time they showed their room and they made a pick, everyone was elated, everyone was clapping, you saw smiling. But when they made the Shedeur Sanders pick, when you look at Barry, the GM, when you look at Kevin Stefanski, did you see any animation from any of the faces in that room?
I did not.
You did not? Because sound is – so that's what I'm saying, because if you look at the entire night, day one, day two, and day three, every time they made a pick, they were clapping, they were excited. It was almost like, man, we really ain't – we not in on all this, but, hey, here it is. And it was so obvious. So me personally, I think that was a Haslam pick. And one thing we know about the owner for Cleveland, if he wants to step in and do something, he is going to do it, a la Deshaun Watson in that contract.
Well, I go back to Mr. Wreck This League when he made the decision to pop back in and draft Johnny Manziel. You'd have thought he'd learned he didn't have a great read on quarterbacks back then, but I guess not. One of the questions, obviously, of interest here to people in Atlanta, but also just in general, is Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. And what is the timeline here? I mean, how long are they going to wait before he makes his decision, he being Aaron Rodgers, versus just going ahead and taking the next step, which is potentially trading for Kirk Cousins?
You know what? My timeline, if I was a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, my timeline would have been last Sunday, after the draft, after draft weekend. Because now you know exactly what your roster looks like, and you still have money that could be allocated to Aaron Rodgers, but he needs to let me know he's playing with us. So either we can go ahead and get things rolling with him or move on without him. To this point, we haven't heard anything from Aaron Rodgers, but I will continue to reiterate this, guys. I highly doubt that Pittsburgh, waiting this long for Aaron Rodgers, not publicly knowing if he's going to join their team, they have to have some type of intel or insight that Aaron Rodgers will come.
They have and to.
They have to. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, too, as well. But also, too, Carl, Abe, if that's the case, how long do you want to allow Aaron Rodgers to be away from the team? OTAs is right around the corner. Teams are doing their off-season workout regimen. Remember, this will be a new playbook.
Right.
A new playbook, a new personnel, group of personnel that he has to get acclimated to, and that's take time. So that's my personal opinion, and hopefully we hear some Aaron Rodgers news sooner than later because the wait has been annoying.
All right, let me ask you this, because you know Mike T as well as anybody. Has he said show up when you need to? That's not Mike T's way. That's not what Mike Tomlin does. Show up whenever you need to. I mean, I feel like he's already holding him hostage, and he's not officially even signed there yet.
Thank you. And you would think that would not be informed to Aaron Rodgers. Show up whenever you want to. Man, we're in May. You guys know how fast the season will get here.
It creeps
up on
you.
And this is a new offense. This isn't the same situation like when Aaron Rodgers was a Green Bay Packer lifer, where he knew the playbook like the back of his hand, where it's like, okay, you don't want to get here whenever. You know it. You don't. And camaraderie is very, very important. Chemistry, rhythm is very, very important, especially when you're working in a team environment like the National Football League is. So I would hope not, but it seems like that might be the case because Aaron Rodgers has yet to say, I'm not playing or I'm playing. It's simple. Two options. I'm retiring. The other option, I'm playing. What's so difficult about that?
Brian, final question for me, and it's another quarterback. The 49ers got to come to a decision here on Brock Purdy. Is this a guy, after already giving Kittle a deal that makes him the highest paid tight end, is this a guy you're looking at and say that's a $50 million quarterback?
Hell no.
Well, come on, Abe. I'm asking him.
All right, you're right, you're right.
I know the answer.
Pete, go ahead.
Okay, so let's look at it like this, right? and I call, no question. I hear what you're saying, but if you're Brock Purdy, I'm going to say give me the same grace y'all gave Trevor Lawrence. Is Trevor Lawrence a $55 million quarterback per year? No. If I'm Brock Purdy, I'm going to say give me the same grace y'all gave Tua Tagovailoa. Is he a $50+ million quarterback per year? No. If I'm Brock Purdy, I'm going to say give me the same grace y'all gave Justin Herbert. Is he deserving of seeing $50+ million per year based on what he's done throughout his career, career?
No.
So if I'm Brock Purdy, the same grace those quarterbacks receive, I need to see that same grace because, number one, you can say whatever you want to say about my individual skill set. I've won games. In the Super Bowl we lost, I played well enough for us to win. It wasn't my fault we lost, so they never missed a beat. And because of Brock Purdy, we don't talk about John Lynch being a questionable decision maker in terms of personnel. We talk about Kyle Shanahan not being able to finish. Because remember, Brock Purdy was never supposed to be the guy. The guy was supposed to be Trey Lance, who they traded up for, and he was a dud. Then in comes Jimmy Garoppolo. Dealt with injury concerns. They gave Jimmy Garoppolo a nice contract. Remember that? But all of that gets swept under the rug. Why? Because they've been winning with Brock Purdy. Javon Kinlaw, a former first-round pick, no longer there. Solomon Thomas, look at the draft misses that John Lynch has drafted while being there in San Francisco, but all of that goes unheard of and is not talked about because of Brock Purdy. So, Carl, I agree with you. Individually speaking, no, he's not. But you can say that about 30% of the NFL quarterback room who's getting around that money, who's not deserving to see that. Is Dak Prescott deserving to see $60 million per year?
No.
That's the market. So if I'm Brock Purdy, those quarterbacks, they saw financial grace. They received financial grace in getting those deals. So you can't knock me because Brock Purdy has been a proven, more of a proven winner than all the quarterbacks that I mentioned. And there are some that I didn't mention that I can throw out there as well. But I'm just talking about those guys because they have seen contracts recently, and they're basically in that same neighborhood that I would say Brock Purdy should be in.
Abe, you see what you did? You got B all worked up. You see what you did?
He would have answered it regularly.
You asked this question, and you see what you did?
He's going to answer regularly if you didn't jump in.
What's up, B?
Hey, Carl, Abe, what lie did I say?
You did.
That's all I want to know. If I said a lie, please tell me.
Man, we got to run. Have a great weekend. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Bryant McFadden. We're coming back. Giants general manager Joe Shane says his new quarterback is going to benefit from sitting. We'll talk about it in our 4th and 1 segment. Coming up next, we're live at the Atlanta United Training Grounds. It's Dukes and Bell.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.